Hello there, and thanks for joining me as we talk today about a good president. What makes up a good president? Well, a research study was done by the American Psychological Association. And what they did is they selected 100 psychologists who were known experts in the study of presidents. Now, I didn't know that we had 100 psychologists who just focus on that particular area of study, but there are 100 of them. So these psychologists were asked to complete a survey and a questionnaire as to the characteristics and the personality traits of a president. And they looked at the presidents that would be considered good presidents versus less than good presidents based on these particular characteristics. So here's what they found in the president's characteristics and traits. Presidents are generally known for having a high degree of stubbornness and a high degree of disagreeableness. And then thirdly, a high degree of extroversion. And fourthly, are known to be achievement striving. So that's kind of the primary characteristics of what these psychologists consider not only true of presidents, but presidents that were considered to be good presidents by whatever means that could be evaluated. But generally speaking, good presidents were known to be stubborn, disagreeable, extroverted, and achievement striving. Those were the critical features. Now, in addition to that, they also found these factors to be true of good presidents. They were extroverted, but they would be ambitious. They would be open to new experiences. They'd be considered assertive in their communication skills. They would be men who and women who would seek excitement. They are excitement-seeking people. They're open to fantasies and to aesthetics and to feelings. In other words, they had a kind of a feeling tone to them. They were not cold and dull in their emotional expressions. They're also considered to be competent, relatively high in competence in all areas of their life. And they were considered to be straightforward, vulnerable, and have order. So these are the characteristics of a good president. So take a look at what we now have in the last 2, 3, 4 presidents, going back to Clinton and going back to Bush and then to Obama and Trump and now Biden. Look at the characteristics that separate out a good from a less than good president. And these are the generally accepted traits. So you can see that some of our more current presidents fall into what might be considered a good president, and some fall into what might be considered less than good president. You can make that judgment for yourself. So if you want to take Obama, take him and evaluate him on these traits. You want to take Biden, take him and evaluate him on these traits. You want to take Trump, take him and evaluate him on these particular traits. And then you can see which one would be a good president. Okay, kind of do it that way. Here's a little exercise. Pick your president. Okay, now on a 5-point scale, give him a score. On stubbornness, 5 would be high, 1 would be low. On disagreeableness, 5 would be high, 1 would be low. On extroversion, okay, that's then also on achievement striving. Striving to achieve. And then the next one would be competence. 5 would be high, 1 would be low. Now, those are the primary ones. But let me give you some other ones, and you can throw these into the mix. You know, besides those. Assertiveness. Evaluate that. Assertiveness. Open to new experiences. Setting ambitious goals. Excitement seeking. Straightforwardness. Vulnerability. Order. So take any of those traits. Take any 4, 5, 6, 7 of them or whatever. And then take your president and see how it comes out. Now 5 would be high and 1 would be low. And the higher the score, the more you evaluate that president as a good president. The lower your score, the more you rate that particular president less than a good president. So you see, we have ways of evaluating our presidents. We have ways of determining what makes a good president. So when it comes now to the point of looking at a new president coming up in 2024, these are traits that you may want to look at. All the candidates, how do they score on these particular traits? Write them down, and when we come to 2024 and we're looking at various candidates as to the possibilities of presidency, evaluate them on these particular characteristics and traits. I'll do that at the time when we come there. But these are the best we got. Those are the characteristics. Now, when you look at some of the characteristics, you may not like it. You may not like people who are stubborn and disagreeable and overly extroverted. You may not like that. But you know what? That makes a good president. Some of the better presidents, that's been the characteristics that they possess. So you don't always have to look at it in terms of the traits that you like, but the traits that make a good president in all the jobs and all the decisions and all the people with whom he has to deal and all the issues he has to cope with and process. So these are the characteristics that come to play. So see how you do. See how you add up these characteristics for yourself and how you evaluate a good president. You may have your own score, I don't know. But these are the ones that the researchers come up with as to what makes a good president. Take it or leave it, I guess, in that sense. But it's insightful for us to look at presidents from a point of view of personality and personality traits. And one of the interesting things that they found in their study was this, that the presidents of the past, going back to Washington and Lincoln and Harrison and Roosevelt, I mean, all those guys from the past, tended to be introverted. But the presidents of the more recent years, Clinton and on, tended to be more extroverted. So the American public tends to be choosing now a president that's more extroverted, where in the past we chose presidents that were more introverted. Now that may reflect the presidents, but it may reflect the general public as well. Perhaps the general public appreciates and likes and is attracted to people who are extroverted more today than we ever did in the past. So in a sense, in the past, we used to be attracted to and appreciate and have confidence in people that were more quiet, more introverted, more to themselves, not so public. But then we also have the fact that we have all the social media, which plays into this, which makes a person, makes a president more extroverted, because they have to play into the social media today. If you're introverted and you don't use social media, you aren't going to go very far as a presidential candidate. So we are choosing presidents that are more extroverted because perhaps we are, but also because the media provides a format for extroversion, for socialization, for speaking out and for interacting and for connecting with people more than ever has been the case in the past. So there you are. Hey, good to talk to you today, and thanks for joining me on the podcast, What Makes a Good President? Bye for now. Thank you.